We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty, let's go right out to the lines. Let's go to Victor. Victor's in Fremont. What's up, Victor?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with Steiny. The Niners are not going to win or go deep in the playoffs. They have to throw 45 times a game. But I think that's also a solution which I believe Vontae hit on, which is sometimes you have to pass to enable the run or to set up the run. So it might make sense for the Niners to start early in the game and on the early downs with quick screens, bubble screens, bootlegs, what have you, to kind of spread the defense out. Because right now the defense is playing very compact in the line of scrimmage. Spread them out early on, throw to enable the run, and see how that goes. Thanks, guys.
That's a great point. Bill Walsh always said that. You got to throw the football to set up the running game to loosen up some of these defenses. So, yeah, throwing the ball early may help this 49ers running game later in the game. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, though. And there's no doubt, Steiny, I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah, if he has to throw the ball 45 times every single week, that means you're one-dimensional. Mm. That means you're going to lose a lot more football games. You're going to make a lot more mistakes. But still, that dimension, that threat of the running game is putting the fear of God into teams, and that's been opening up the passing game over the last few weeks for the Niners.
And when you get down 16-0, Steiny, you know what it is. You throw it out the book. We got to get back.
It is a Monster Monday brought to you by Dolan's Lumber Doors and Windows. Let's head out to Wonderful Niner. He's on the Golden Gate Bridge. What's up, Wonderful Niner? How you doing, man?
Good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys. Happy Monster Monday. Anyway, I think that Jimmy's training to become a better quarterback, Steiny, being it's his first year as a starter and coming back from ACL, and the combination of having wide receivers that drop balls or don't run their route the right way. It has negative impact on his Jimmy's progression and ball placement and just decision making. But Steiny, really paying attention to Jimmy on the sideline yesterday, I said to myself that Jimmy kind of reminds me of someone from 95.7. Jimmy's just like Guru, being that positive aspect, you know. So we can't say Jimmy's the weak link, because Guru's definitely not the weak link. Because even though Garoppolo and receivers were making mistakes, you still see Jimmy on the sideline smiling, being positive, talking to his offense to get ready for the next series. Just like Guru, he's never faced out from the previous outcome. And
anyway, that's my boy.
I'm Joe Montana.
Oh, man.
Look at Montana.
Yeah, if you watch Jimmy's execution under pressure and how he's buying that split second regardless of being hit, just to complete that pass, I think that's outstanding.
Wonderful Niner, real quick. How much did Guru pay you? Did he Venmo you?
Venmo. Not yet. I'm gonna expect that pretty soon, though.
Oh, look at that. I lost my guy. You see me at a happy hour, Steiny.
When?
I'm excited.
Said you're always cool. You never pettic.
You never pettic. Yeah.
How about this? Let me put it this
way.
Wow. It's got nothing to do with Jimmy G.
All right.
It's got to do with
formula.
How about this? I'll put it this way. Forget his name's Jimmy G. You can't rely, and here it is, 17-3. You can't rely on a guy who's played 20 games as a starter to throw 45 times. He doesn't have enough experience to win like that.
And I'm not speaking for Vontae, but I'm telling you, that's not what he was telling you. Steiny, these teams are spending a week, 6 days, to take something away. So the injuries have robbed this team. The running game all of a sudden can't get going. So nobody's telling you or selling you, oh, Jimmy's going to throw it 45 times right, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's the point is they had to do it. It was a roller coaster, but he got the W.
Right, and you guys are saying it's easy to take away the run.
Not saying it's easy. Not saying it's easy.
Well,
but
I'm saying right now, Vontae, it looks like it is
right.
The last 5 weeks for whatever reason against the Niners.
So, and that's all I'm saying. If you're If this team's got to throw 40, think about this. Okay, think about it this way. Forget Garoppolo. If this team's got to throw 40 to 45 times a game, I think they're in trouble because we know their receivers aren't that good and they have an inexperienced quarterback.
See, all right, two things here. Last two games, they've gotten behind, right? They were down 21-10 to the Seattle Seahawks and they couldn't run the football. They had to kind of throw the football to keep staying that game.
On Seattle.
They're up 10 game and then he fumbles and that's another story. And then the drop passes come into play. But he kind of had to throw the ball in that game because the running game wasn't there and they were behind. Same thing yesterday. You're down 16-0. Running game's not going anywhere. You gotta make some plays and you gotta get some explosive plays. And yesterday the case was you gotta make explosive plays in the passing game. There's no doubt that he can't throw 45 times. Now the experience part. I think we still underrate the fact that he got to sit behind Tom Brady all those years. Look how it helped Aaron Rodgers. Look how it's helped Jimmy Garoppolo when he came to the 49ers and won five straight games with a bunch of nobodies. Let's just put the right on the table. It was a bunch of nobodies in 2017, and he won five straight games. I think his experience, he's a little more experienced than we give him credit for because he got to sit behind possibly the greatest quarterback of all time for all those years and saw how Tom Brady kept his cool and how he orchestrated two-minute drills and how he won football games. So I think Jimmy Garoppolo's experience is a little bit, he's a little more seasoned than we give him credit for.
I mean, the retort to that would be, and yet his number one problem is he tends to make a real bad throw a game.
He's got to play through it, no doubt about it. He's got to play through it, and that comes with experience. But I do think he's in those crunch time situations. You see him in the fourth quarter. You see him in overtime. We've seen this three straight weeks now, fellas. He's been cool as a cucumber.
After making a mistake. Where some guys go run in the tank or just jump. You know, they fall off.
Same drive. He almost threw two picks against Seattle. Well, after that, third down, guess what? He got him in field goal range to send that game to overtime.
Is this a diss if I tell both of you right now the current state of the Niners from where they've come from at junctures throughout the season? Is it a diss that I say they look beatable now? And I'm not saying they can't do some beating. Yeah. But right now, Bonte, that's my biggest takeaway. But I turned the channel yesterday, Matt Steinmetz. I'm like, the Niners can be beat.
Right.
And I don't know what that
– Goo, I'll say this.
Help me.
Other than the Baltimore Ravens, what team doesn't look beatable this year?
I'm backing up again.
Dr. Hustle.
Nice.
Dr. Hustle in San Jose. What's going on, Dr. Hustle?
Bang, bang, Niner gang, baby. 9-1.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I got one thing. Check Kyle Shanahan's record without Jimmy G and with Jimmy G. I call in all the time. Jimmy G is just fine. Look, the 49ers are 9-1. They're an overtime game, a missed field goal away from being 10-0. They've won football games in a ton of different ways. They had to throw the ball 45 times, they won it. When the defense got to win it, the defenses won it. When they had to run it, that's a mark of a good football team. And I know Guru says they look beatable. Only one team beat them so far. Hey, I got a free one for you guys for your hot take at the end of the show. Who's going to win more games this year? The 49ers and the Raiders that play 32 games that already have 15 wins, or the Golden State Warriors? I'm taking the Niners and the Raiders, unfortunately. And those are the doctor's notes.
49 Warriors are going to win more than 15 games.
When's that third win coming?
I don't know. Well, as long as it'll come in the next 2 weeks.
You see who they play.
It'll
last
come in
night?
The next 2 weeks as long as D'Angelo Russell's out for the next 2 weeks.
That Pelicans team.
They're better without him. How's that?
That was bad.
They're better without D'Angelo Russell. They play harder. They play
with
more
two guys
together.
That don't believe that. They lost.
So yeah, I shouldn't say it.
D'Lo was bad offensively.
D'Lo is fat. But he actually, 52.
But you know what? He played some damn good. He was playing defense Friday night against the Celtics.
You realize he had nine turnovers in 25 minutes.
That was a bad game.
Nine turnovers in 25 minutes. You almost have to try to do that.
Yeah. I knew you.
That's
were,
a turnover.
Yeah. That's bad.
Less than every 3 minutes. I mean,
he's not playing the next four games.
If you look at the history of the NBA, there have not been many games where guys had that many turnovers in that few minutes.
And there's not that many guys that have scored 50 points. Let's keep the same intensity.
Yeah, he's the answer. Mm-hmm. He's
no, I'm not
the
saying. They got questions, not question.
Not a good basketball.
888-957-9570. What do you say we give out some game balls for yesterday?
Let's do it.
Go ahead. Who gets him?
Deebo Samuel. I wanted to give it to Garoppolo, but he had the two picks. And I know, but you can, you know how we do it. It's Debo. Somebody's got to make a play. He made a play, and you guys will laugh. Dez Bryant used to run with the ball on his left-hand side a lot because he was a lefty, but he runs physical. Olivia Newton-John, those guys don't like tackling defenders. Debo's a star shining bright. Yeah. If he can just be consistent and catch what comes his way, you know, that give me that signature moment, Debo. That's all you're missing. You can be the man, because Sanders, this looks like it's going to fall on.
Did you see the catch yesterday on the sideline?
Realize he's played 10 games.
He's played 10 games. Did you see the catch on the sideline?
He's dropped two balls in the end zone. I could have caught.
But did you see the catch
yesterday?
You're going to come down on a guy who's been an unmitigated bright spot.
I just gave the young kid the game ball.
Yeah, did you say he didn't have a signature moment? He had one yesterday on the sideline.
Who got the game with a touchdown?
He mossed dude.
Yeah, but who got the game with a touchdown? Those are moments, bro.
Did you not see the first down catch?
They win that game without Samuel?
I mean, they can, but no, they would.
What?
I didn't even. The question was off.
I'm not.
I gave a game ball to Debo Samuel. Now I'm defending. You guys coming at me? That's who got my game ball.
You ripped the ball.
We should just stop.
Cut the ball in half. Cut the ball in half.
Why'd you say I'm giving him my game ball? But man, he drops.
Add that.
He doesn't have a drops problem.
Somebody chimed. Little Penny chimed in on what I was saying, and I had to go there.
I'm Little Penny. Oh, wow.
The heckler.
Explain to me what that means.
Wow. So he's basically saying he's Penny Hardaway, and I'm the little talking dog.
You know, he'd always
you mean the guy who spewed truth? When Big Penny Hardaway was talking crap?
Did he not see the Debo catch yesterday when he got hurt on a play?
Listen.
On the sideline? Are you kidding me? Signature moment? Back it up, man.
Did he catch the game-winning touchdown?
So what?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, man.
I can't believe
you. Did Jerry Rice catch the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 23?
Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice. To get out of this.
No, but you expect him to be Jerry Rice.
Very Cam Landis if he had a moment.
Did Jerry Rice catch the
game-winning? Moments are game-winning touchdowns, not first down.
Oh, that's the only moment you can have?
100-yard games in a row.
I gave him the game ball.
So that wasn't a big moment.
Yeah, but you gave him the game ball.
Wake up.
You gave him the game ball, but then urinated on him on the way out. By saying he's
Richie James Jr. have a big moment yesterday with the 57-yard screen pass to wake their ass up?
Jr. had a moment yesterday. And your boy's yet to have his.
Why didn't you give Wilson the game ball then?
Wasn't enough.
You want to check? So a consistent performance is better than a moment.
Debo played four quarters of good football, ran hard.
Does he have a drops problem, Debo?
No, I'm just telling you there have been moments where he's let his quarterback down on national TV. Who gets your game ball?
I don't know what you want.
Moments like Lynn Swan. Vontae, wake up. You're dreaming.
Debo didn't have a moment yesterday? You watched that football game yesterday from beginning to end. Are you
going
to tell me that Debo didn't have a moment?
I got you.
Oh, but a moment that can only happen on game-winning touchdowns. Yeah. That's new to me. I've never heard that before. You know what? Since he threw the game-winning touchdown pass and he had a moment or two, I'm going to give it to Jimmy Garoppolo. Feels appropriate today.
Jimmy G. All right, who am I going to give it to? Because I ain't giving it to Garoppolo.
Fred Warner?
I'd give it to Debo Samuel, but he already took Debo Samuel.
I was going to give it to him, and he crapped on him.
But exactly.
Just crapped all over him. It's like, get the game ball back. Might as well keep the game ball in your
arm. That's right, and I'll give it back.
I'm here for you.
I'll give it back.
Unbelievable.
I know what you guys are doing. I
don't know what you were doing.
Because I said, you asked me who got the game ball. I said Debo Samuel, and I stopped. I was quiet. Then birds start chirping. You one of them, the other crow over here, start chirping, and then made it seem like I went into that whole soliloquy about, oh, he doesn't have a moment or he dropped. I just pointed something out. They call bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird? See, I didn't even like that. There was no reason for that.
Oh, I love
right
this
there.
On the text line, 707.
I don't.
David Tyree scored a game with a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You got to take away his helmet catch that moment because he didn't score a game with a touchdown?
He got a first down. But they needed the touchdown to win the game, but that was a moment.
Wow.
Stop.
Well, I just don't like when you're like, yeah, Debo Samuel gets a game ball, but he had a drop.
No, we were talking about the drops.
It's a rookie.
On other games.
It's the best receiver, maybe start to finish this year.
Maybe true.
He's the best. He's been the most. Obviously, I'm putting him above Kittle because he's been healthy the whole time.
But just so you don't take my words out of context, I was alluding to the two games in the past where he had that Arizona game where he dropped a touchdown, was right there. I wasn't talking about yesterday's game. That's why he got the game ball.
Let's go to Ruben in Richmond. What's up, Ruben?
Come on, fellas.
Don't do that.
Oh, so y'all just going to argue and now come together against me. I got you. I see what's happening.
Yeah,
whatever we got to do for camaraderie.
This is the opposite.
Larry Holmes and Muhammad Ali.
Don't let him get away with this, Stardy. We heard him say he didn't have a moment, but I'm giving him game ball. You can't have a moment unless you score a game with a touchdown.
Plus, Debo has dropped the ball this year, so he stinks.
Yeah, he stinks.
Debo.
I'm waiting for Ruben. I can't tell these guys. Ruben?
Hello?
Hey.
You hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hey, man, I just want to talk about these next games, man. Everybody's talking about, you guys are going to have a difficult game against the Ravens and Green Bay. But it's like, dude, like, you know, defense wins championships. I mean, as long as our defense can keep doing what they're doing, we're unstoppable, man. It's like, I'm tired of hearing all these people like, you're going to lose against the Ravens, against the Green Bay, or the Saints, man. But it's like...
We're going to get these dubs.
I'm saying, we're going to lose one game. That's it. Or these coming up games.
Thanks, Ruben. Appreciate it. Just got the Arizona game just ended. Nobody's saying they're going to lose to the Ravens. You know, lose it.
Like the Niners got to prove they got to beat the good teams.
Well, they do. But what's wrong with saying that? Like, seriously, what's wrong with saying that? Like, okay, two things can be equally true. All right? You can say... You don't hold their schedule against them, which I don't. But you can also acknowledge that the second half of the schedule is harder than the first half.
And you can also, they lost to Seattle, but they could have easily beat Seattle.
Okay, so and they could have lost to one of the games 30. To Arizona.
Could have lost to Pittsburgh, well, turning the ball over five times.
Let's go to G in San Leandro. Hey, G.
Yeah, afternoon, fellas. Hey, I'm really disappointed. You guys are arguing because you're beating a dead horse.
Are you going to continue, or are you going to give us more anything?
What's the deal?
Trying to open up the floor for you.
It was all his.
All right.
By
beating a dead horse. Talking about a 9-1 football team and how they can continue their upward trend, and whether there are signs that maybe they've peaked, maybe they haven't. They're hurt at the wrong time because their schedule's getting harder. Mm. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. The running game's gone missing. Garoppolo's picked him up for a couple games with his arm. Where's that defensive line that was dominating?
How many sacks yesterday? Four sacks?
Four.
Armstead still balling. Defense played.
I mean, you're not going to get sacks when guys are throwing it
right quick.
I mean, yeah.
They're getting the
definitely.
Ball out fast.
No doubt about it. 415, Jimmy G looked like Brady yesterday. Looking forward to the Brady-Jimmy G matchup in the Super Bowl. I don't think the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Ravens, you on that Lamar Jackson train?
Let's see.
Don't sleep on Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kansas City loses tonight. They're 6-5, B. They may not make the playoffs.
Maybe an all-Bay Area Super Bowl.
Maybe. Raiders.
Battle of the Bay.
Maybe. What is going on with the how'd you think the pass rush was yesterday? I didn't think they had four sacks.
When you're playing guys like Murray and Wilson,
right.
Even they got Wilson and they got Murray, a big drive, they stacked Murray on that last one to get the ball back because I thought that was lights out. Steiner, you can't be great all the time. They weren't bad, but they made their presence felt. And again, Bonte, you talked about it, and I'm going to give you credit. The defense is not getting credit for keeping the offense in the team,
yep.
in the game, in range to make a comeback.
No
and
doubt.
To that, I tipped their cap.
No doubt.
Sherman didn't have his best game.
No, he didn't. And you know what? They got flagged there with the pass interferences. They were flat to start the football game. They've been kind of flat to start three of the last four games when you think about all these opening drives and teams, what they're doing on the opening drives. I thought once they adjusted to Kyler Murray, they contained him really well. I thought Bosa got gas on the last touchdown drive, fellas. He was a little gas because the durability of his defensive line now is in question. D D4.
He got hit,
he had
too.
To play DeMontre Ward. He got cracked back. Yeah, no doubt. But I think for the most part, defense has been solid, Steiny. Yeah, teams are going to get yards. They're going to adjust. They're benefiting for drop passes. Like Christian Kirk dropped one yesterday wide the hell open. But you know what? They're playing better, and they're trying to adjust without Kwon Alexander and despite all the injuries. They've been solid. They were solid yesterday, Steiny.
Let's go to Raider Debater in Oakland. What's up, Raider Debater?
What's up, BSG? Good to talk to y'all, man.
Good to have you call in, man.
All the time, man. Likewise, man. First off, shout out to Jimmy G for having a masterful game. I hated on him last week because he was horrible, and his QBR was 18.9%. But this game, his QBR was 71.9%, basically meaning he gave the 49ers expectancy to win 71.9% of the time. So he did his thing in the game. But the real topic is the Raiders, man, making a serious run at this. They can win the AFC West, man. Shout out to Mike Mayock, the executive of the year. I mean, our best player is Josh Jacobs, which is the first-round draft pick. Our second best player is Mad Max Crosby, our fourth-round draft pick. And I've been telling you guys about him all the time, and you guys talking about Nick Bosa, you know, rookie. Mark my words. Mad Max is going to make a run.
At Crosby better than Bosa?
Player of the year.
You taking Crosby over Bosa?
I'm taking him right now over Bosa. But the real debate is, man, the possible Bay Bowl, Niners versus Raiders, man, who you got? I got 30-27 Raiders in the center.
Thanks, Raider Debater. Appreciate it.
Let's get to the playoffs first. But everybody involved.
I mean,
Raiders, man.
You know what?
You don't want to even hear what
you know.
When we talk playoffs, you don't even want to hear what I'm going to say.
I'm going to open up something that Raider fans are going to come down my road. They can be talking about the Niners schedule. Oh, you only beat Cincinnati. Oh. You play Cincinnati. You play Tampa. What happened yesterday at the Coliseum? You won 17-10, and the Bengals had a chance to tie. The winless Bungles. The Bungles. I don't want to hear anything about the Niners schedule anymore from Raider fans. I don't want to hear it anymore.
It's the NFL.
All right, last call coming up next, and that'll be brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Ticket Crushers, last call coming up, and we're going to let you give out game balls for the San Francisco 49ers. And that will be, again, brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay, let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All right, last call. Last call coming up in 10 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're giving away game balls to 49ers players for yesterday's 36-26 win over the Arizona Cardinals. I guess it doesn't have to be a 49er. You give it to a Cardinal player if you think they deserved it. 888-957-9570. Give away a game ball for tomorrow, for yesterday's victory over the Cardinals. Sean in Pleasanton wants to talk about Ross Dwelly. Ross Dwelly, what's going on, Sean?
Man, how can you not give that guy a game ball?
What did he do exactly?
He had three touchdowns.
With like seven yarders?
14 yards, but I mean 14 yards, but the most important 14 yards of the game. You know? And if I had to give out a second game ball, if I could, Kyle Juszczyk. How could you pass that guy up?
I don't know how you could pass him up. Started the contest of giving the ball away. Nobody's passing up anybody. But come on, Dwelly, come on.
You checked.
Dwelly got the jelly.
Come on, Dwelly. Come on. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Dwelly.
Where are you pointing?
See, now you're going, Randy. He's turning into me all of a sudden.
I'm just saying, Kittle can't get back fast enough. That's what I'm saying.
He could have dropped those passes.
Right, and he also could have blocked better because apparently when you lost Kittle, you can't run anymore.
Bonte,
so clearly Ross Dwelly can't block his own shadow. Can we cut to the chase?
Wow.
Can I give you my runner-up who's going to get the game ball? Just, and Bonte can speak
great catches.
To this.
What, unbelievable.
The crowd.
Catches in traffic.
And I don't want to steal from E40, but he embedded this thought. That crowd's starting to make some noise and sound
funny.
Like old candlestick.
That's funny because Bonte was saying the start of the second half, the place was dead.
I didn't hear him say
dead
that.
Dead as a doornail.
Well, I was just judging.
It was dead at when it was 16-0. It was definitely dead.
What do you expect?
I expect the team to rally with a home field advantage.
And I'll say this. I sat in that sun on the east side of the stadium. I sat in that sun, and I apologize to everybody I've offended
since Levi's
Stadium is open. Sitting in that sun for 3.5 hours.
Sungate?
Boy, that is not easy.
You think when the Philadelphia Eagles get down 16-0, their fans give up on them? No.
They throw back.
When they come together.
No, Philly fans are the worst.
When they're down 16-0, we stink.
Carson Wentz should be traded.
That's when they come alive. That's when their positivity comes out.
Well, they were loud yesterday. I was watching that Patriots game.
Oh, they got real quiet. Yeah. They got real quiet when it was 10-9.
I tell you what, the refs.
That crowd is the worst. Philly fans are the worst.
Eagles.
Monte, so you were in the sun, huh?
I sat in that sun, and that is not easy, man. You better pack some Tylenol, et cetera, have water.
Could you think you could sit there for 3 or 4 hours?
No, I
bring my SPF 30. I use.
No, my days of sitting in the sun are over, especially without SPF 50 plus.
50?
Philly fans want Peterson fired after bringing him a Super Bowl. Philly fans.
We didn't bring him a Super Bowl.
Philly fans are a
Nick
joke.
Foles brought it to us.
Oh, Foles was back.
Peterson out of here.
He probably should have kept Foles.
888-957-9570. Last call coming up in 5 minutes. Who gets your game ball? Should we say you can't give it to Jimmy G? Why? Make it more interesting?
Yeah,
because everybody loves their quarterbacks.
Don't give it to
Jimmy G.
Well, a lot of people
are giving it to somebody that really don't deserve it.
Stiney's just being a troll. No kidding. With the Eagle stuff, of course. I'm glad you could tell.
No, we thought the garage.
By the way,
I just can't stand Philly fans. That's all, Stiney.
Where are you going?
Who should be getting some MVP consideration right now? Russell Wilson and who else?
Lamar Jackson.
No, Russell Wilson and who else? How about the guy in Minnesota?
Stiney.
How about the Minnesota Vikings?
Who were down
20-0? When they win it all this year, I'm telling
they're
you.
They're not.
He's not even an MVP on his team.
They should have been down 20.
Dalvin 21 Cook. Touchdowns, 3 interceptions. When Jimmy Garoppolo does that, talk to me.
Dalvin Cooks is the real MVP of that team. Dalvin, baby.
Tell you what.
Dalvin.
Ever since... He looked, you know what? When you have a quarterback who can look in the mirror and accept the blame himself, you've got a real leader there. And that's what Kirk Cousins is. A real leader.
He's got $84 million reasons to take the accountability of that football team struggling.
Yeah. What's Jimmy G making? What's Jimmy G making?
He's making some good coin. He's making some good coin. It's not Kirk Cousins' coin.
No,
it's not. He's making some good coin.
Because Kirk's 21-3.
No. You kind of know what. The movie ends with Kirk.
I don't know that you do.
I'm telling you, you do.
I don't know that you do.
How many rings does
he
have? I mean,
we all thought we knew how it was going to end for John Elway. John Elway won it. We thought we knew how it was going to end for Michael Jordan the first 8 years.
Look at you, Stein.
I mean, there's a million players like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Guru before we go to last call. 888-95. Yeah, I realized I'm not taking calls because we're lining up last call. So I was just like, let's go to Guru, say something.
Because... Oh, Dak's in the MVP voting.
That was a bad pass, Stardy.
like D'Angelo Russell. So call me D'Angelo Russell.
Right, it was like, hey,
hell, at least I tried to throw a pass.
Does he start again?
888-957-9570, last call. Give away a game ball. You know what? Give away a game ball to anybody tomorrow. Or from yesterday, rather. Doesn't have to be a Niner. Stiney, are you really comparing Kirk Cousins to Jimmy G? I guess my answer would be, what if I am?
It wouldn't be fair.
To?
Jimmy.
Why? Because he's better than Kirk Cousins?
Kirk's a failure. When you look at it through a championship prism, he's not.
And Garoppolo, what?
Is an embryo.
He's 28.
Is
Cousins older?
So
how much older is Cousins than Garoppolo?
Jimmy Garoppolo may have won more primetime games than Kirk Cousins already.
That's a great one.
And he hasn't played, 20 games?
But I love how this guy changes the narrative. Oh, Guru is 17-2 in his 19 starts, but then he's old.
Kirk finally won a primetime game against the Cowboys, and really we can blame that on Jason Garrett and Kellen Moore for the play calling. Kirk Cousins, come on. Yeah.
You know it's going to be unbelievable?
What?
When Kyle Shanahan loses Garoppolo at the end of the year and acquires Cousins somehow.
Yeah.
because you know Shanahan's got a crush on him. No, he's got a crush on Kirk Cousins.
If he did, he would be in town.
I don't know. No, because Minnesota can't give him up. He's all they got. That's all they got, baby.
This guy.
Let him drown, okay, man. Let him drown, Kirk Cousins. I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved.
What, five in a row or six? I'm sorry, five or six for the Vikings. Give me that foghorn. Or the Viking horn, you know.
It wasn't going off early in that game. 20-0 to Denver.
Oh, 16-0 to Arizona. What's the difference?
What were you thinking, dude? I was up there like,
dude, I watched the whole game.
I'm talking about the Niners, 16-0. Like, this can't be
Guru, check this out.
Okay, they're down 16-0.
They've won all these games.
Yeah, give it to me.
They beat the Giants. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Lions.
It's 500.
They beat Washington 19-9 on a Thursday night stinker.
Okay.
Lost
but
to Kansas City.
9-0 stinker.
Lost to
fine.
Kansas City. Okay. Beat your Cowboys. Yeah. We know how they won that game. Yeah. And then they beat the Broncos. I mean, they. Kirk, come on.
You don't want to play. Kirk. As a 49er fan, you don't want to play a schedule game.
But Kirk Cousins.
You don't want to play a schedule game.
Kirk Cousins, really?
Come on. I'm not playing the schedule game out of respect for you guys.
Yeah.
What?
It was a joke playing the schedule game. It's so hard to do. It's easy.
888-957-9570. Last call coming up in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Who gets your game ball from yesterday? Sunday of football. Who gets it? I'll tell you what.
Lamar Jackson is special. Man.
He's Michael Vick.
I'll tell you what game. Refs. You guys, refs stink in football.
Do you think they're trying to stink on purpose?
The play to...
They would have forced him to
Texans
kick a field
got
goal.
Beat, they got beat good by somebody.
The Ravens. The pass interference on Hopkins.
It's a joke. It's a freaking
Helen
joke.
Keller would
changes
have threw
the
that
whole
flag.
Game.
Dude.
You know, they come out and go up 7-0. I mean,
and they went and reviewed it.
It's a joke.
He got tackled.
He got tackled, and they still let the call stand. I'll say this. Officiating at all levels, I've never seen it worse.
They need to be 24-7.
I've never seen it worse.
It's a billion-dollar business.
Football, baseball, basketball, officiating has never been worse.
It's almost embarrassing. It's offensive.
It is embarrassing.
No, seriously. We all agree on something.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers go to 9-1, 36-26 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Who gets your game ball? I mean, teams sometimes give away about six of them now, right?
Remember that one I got
participation trophies.
Who'd you give it to?
The whole Little League. The whole Little League team got one, right?
Where's that at?
Exactly.
Who got it yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure seven people got them. Dwelly gets one.
Juszczyk.
Juszczyk for sure. Jimmy
Warner.
G got two.
Fred
Jimmy
Warner.
G gets two game balls.
You see Bosa get knocked on his ass? They chipped him with
the
run.
What can he do in that
Brad
play?
Cohen retweeted
it. Block.
No,
he didn't see him. He never saw him.
My whole
that's the kind of thing.
Is,
you know, that kind of bothers me.
But you don't like D'Angelo Russell, who could score 50.
No, my point is like, did you see Bosa get what? Nobody could have done anything on that play.
Right.
He got cut.
My whole point was, it's a vicious game. That's all. It wasn't, you went to the ground. He got hit, B.
Mm-hmm. I just,
what?
I just, look at Bosa. It's like, he got double teamed. I chipped him. Fitzgerald did, right? It was like the third play in the game.
Hey, he got hit by a Hall of Famer, so nothing wrong with
that.
There
you go. Who's still playing?
At a high level.
Hey, you got any gripes?
I did, but nobody cares about it on this
show. I'll take a gripe right now.
It ain't the same.
I'm the judge of it's.
Kyle didn't. I do have one.
Wait, has there been
Kyle.
Has there been an edict?
We were supposed to do one Friday, but we got caught.
Has there been an edict?
No. Nahegan said he liked the bit. And ever since then, we haven't had it.
Who's Nahegan?
Our boss. Thank you.
Program director.
Look at my future PD.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Our 49ers, 9-1.
I love you guys.
I got to bone a pig with you, Guru, that little pity comment. You really hurt my feelings, man.
It was the peanut gallery is what I should have said.
I'm kidding.
I didn't understand that
had a commercial, and he had like a puppet of himself in every commercial who would just be talking over
Guru's
him.
Puppet.
So if Penny was talking to a girl, the guy would come in and say, so I just said that because you guys, you really had an argument. I don't know if you two know that. You had an argument. So I sat back happy I wasn't involved. And then for you guys to get back good, you double-teamed me on something I didn't say. And I get it, though. I'm here
but
for you.
But you did say it.
As long as it makes sense in your mind. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Hurt.
Last call coming up in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We need balls to give away, and we got plenty of them. because everybody gets one. I'm going to give. Let's start with you, Guru. Who you get? Debo Samuel, even though he dropped.
Debo Samuel.
And you had Garoppolo.
I'm giving it to my guy, oh, Jimmy G.
Yeah. I'm giving it to Dwelly.
No, give it to Juszczyk.
Dwelly. No. I mean, he was.
Fred Warner?
Oh, God.
12
now,
tackles?
How did he not get mentioned?
12 tackles?
Because they scored 26 points. That's why Fred didn't get mentioned.
All right, 888-957-9570. Last call. Let's go ahead and do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
We're giving away game balls for yesterday. 49ers, 36. Arizona Cardinals, 26.
Here we go.
Let's start out with Daniel. Daniel is in Stockton. What is going on, Daniel? Who gets the game ball from yesterday?
What? Look, it's him.
Who?
Yoke.
Who gets your game ball, Luke. Daniel?
Daniel, what? 95.7 the game.
Get we deserve a game ball. Yeah. I mean, we deserve a game ball,
Daniel.
He's
out there, Snoop Dogg.
888.
This is a little more to Snoop.
957-9570. One game ball for Garoppolo, one for Dwelly, one for Debo Samuel, and one for 95-7 the game.
All right.
Let's go to Orlando. Orlando is in San Bruno, 888-957-9570. Who are you giving the game ball to?
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
It's going to be Jimmy G. I've been not a fan of him, but what he did yesterday, you got to give him kudos. And go Niners. Hey. It's a long season. I say they finish a 12-4.
Orlando, real quick, why haven't you been a fan of Jimmy G?
He gone.
All right, Orlando's gone. 888-957-9570. It is last call. We're giving away game balls. I'm giving mine to Dwelly. Guru's giving his to Debo Samuel.
What?
Ross Dwelly, come on.
We missed your Friday,
How about Jeff Wilson? You're not going to give him a game ball?
I mean,
that's your favorite player.
Yeah.
One play, one touchdown.
Hey, when he was doing that dance, I felt like it was me. I didn't want to say that.
Bobby is on last call. How's it going, Bobby? What's going on, man? How are you?
Great. It's someone that you are overlooking.
Tell me.
The guy that replaced the injured player, Blair, and his name is Moore.
Demontre Moore.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job, and he created the last points for the 49ers.
Thanks for the call.
Demontre Moore played in the AAF.
Stine didn't like it.
You didn't like Demontre Moore?
No, I didn't. What?
So I'm going to come out and.
But when you get excited,
I'm
going to
be honest.
Like, yeah.
I can't accurately grade Demontre Moore's game for the 49ers.
Cuckoo, man.
That's all. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. What's up, Chris? How's it going, man? Chris in San Jose going
once.
What's
happening to our caller?
Carlos in Fremont. What's up, Carlos? How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, man, game ball has to go to Jimmy G, man. 400-plus yards, four touchdowns, and a game-winning touchdown. Hey, a good quarterback is not going to get that done, especially with missing all the weapons and missing the running game. A good quarterback will not get that done. He's on his way to greatness, man. You mark my words. He's going to get 350-plus yards on Green Bay with three touchdowns. And once he does, put some respect on his name.
Bud in Oakland. I'll let it go. Bud in Oakland. You're on last call. No, Bud? Hey, Bud, what's up, man?
Listen, man, I'm giving the game ball to Derek Carr. You know what I'm saying? This guy started 14 to 15, 100, 200-plus yards. Hasn't been done since Rich Gannon as a Raider. Even though we struggled throughout the game, you know, in the end, he showed why he's the $125 million man. He shows why they paid him the money. He came through, got the touchdown. I mean, look, the guy even ran in the touchdown for himself. A leap from about 5 yards or so into the touchdown. Shoot the ball as he was on his way in the end zone and everything. This is playing the game ball. He is not going to leave Oakland without the Raiders getting the wild card spot.
All right, Bud. Got to go in and take care of the Jets, the much improved Jets next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the East Coast.
You just played a winless team and it was close. So you got there's some truth to what you're saying.
Daniel in Stockton. What's up, Daniel? How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, dynamite.
I'm listening to the thing. I'm trying to win a game ball.
Yeah, Daniel, you don't actually get to win the game ball.
Daniel just called, man.
All right, that's going to do it for last call.
He's off the lettuce.
By the way, let me figure this out. John Lynch, according to 650, gets the game ball. All four touchdowns, undrafted players.
Yep. Kendrick Bourne, Ross Dwelly,
first
and Jeff Wilson Jr.
Today.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
650.
How about Kendrick Bourne? He could play a little bit.
I guess that's from Diamonds in the Rough. That's what a person would like to be called. John Lynch. Interesting. All right. Hey, they're 9-1. Nobody's taking that away from them. I hope you didn't think that I was trying to take
it away. And I got to tell you guys this.
Baby.
The season's almost over. It feels like we just started. There's six weeks left.
It's just getting started, baby.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It's
the regular
just getting started.
It's actually just about halfway over if you count the playoffs.
Well, you're assuming the playoffs. I'm just going from the 16 games. We're six more left. Four.
I mean, there's going to be playoffs. Even if the Niners aren't in it, there's still going to be playoffs.
Come on.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
I don't like what's happening, the injuries and the O-line, the run game.
I will say this. Had they not won yesterday,
that's why I said it was a huge, huge win. You had to have it. That's all I kept saying. You had to have it because it wasn't going to be pretty.
You were in the stadium. Did you ever, for real, B, when they were down on that last drive before the kickoff on the last drive, were you like, man, this could be a loss?
No. I said, what you got for me, Jimmy G? It's your time.
And I saw
you
on Instagram. He jumped up when he scored. I saw you.
Well, I was just like, oh, it was hot. My little niece was dancing, so I was dancing with her. It was our first football game.
I'm sorry,
when they did you jump up when they got the game? When
do
the
you think he jumped up?
When who?
The Niners.
No. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Excitement, man.
No. I was like, oh, nice touchdown.
I bet.
All right, well, let's see if the Cardinals – make something happen.
And why did that feel like the 27 seconds was 2 minutes? I was like, this game's over, but Kyler Murray can throw that thing, man.
Can't throw that pill. You like Kyler now, huh?
You turned me on to him.
You taking Kyler over Jimmy G? 888-95. Oh, that's never mind. Sure.
And that's Alex doing that. That's what's hurting.
Nobody knows who Alex is.
Alex Scott, producer extraordinaire.
There you go.
Catch him on those are
facts. No, I mean, the thing about the 49ers is, one loss, you never know. I mean, do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Of course I think they're going to make the playoffs. But you start looking, and they lose yesterday, and now all of a sudden they're 8-2, and you start looking at the standings.
How concerned are you before we go about
injuries? You never know.
I'm at an 8, Bonte, and that's Kittle. Oh, he's going to play? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know about Sanders.
It's changing what we're seeing.
Take it to the bank.
He's playing.
Yeah.
Sunday night football?
Of course. He's got an extra
cheese.
He's got an extra 5 hours to rest.
That's my boy. I love y'all, man.
He's absolutely fine. What time are we out today? 35? So we got 20 seconds. Yeah. All right, coming up next, you know the boys, Damon, Ratto, Kolsky. They're the men. They're the guys you want to listen to. And they're the ones you're going to want to stick around for. Do we know who they have? Give me one guess, because they always get the A-list, the A-team. All right, thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.